Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is my honor and blessing to share this time with you as we do every morning between Monday and Friday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. If you're listening to us live, the phones are open. They come right here to the show. We'd be happy to have you on. 713-783-8365. That's 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. And I do realize that with internet radio, as we're broadcasting this on a live stream, more people listen to our show by far. Listen to our show through our archives and podcast. I mean, the difference is astronomical. So if you are listening to our podcast right now and you have a question, you're facing a challenge in your life, at your business, or with your money, and you want help, you can still call that number, 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. When the show is done, that number goes to my office most of the time. I did forget to forward it back yesterday. So if you tried to call me yesterday all day, you were getting Blog Talk Radio. But most of the time, it does go to my office. And you can call 713-783-8365, and you'll reach me, and I will be happy to either help you myself, or if I don't know the answer, which I may not, then I will be happy to refer you to one of my show advisors or one of the people in my extended network who I know and trust can help you with your particular circumstance. And the great thing about my show advisors and everybody that I network with is that their advice is free, at least at consultation. I know sometimes I refer you to a consultant. That's what they get paid to do. They will still sit down with you at least one time at no charge and give you advice that you can use whether or not you decide to do business with them. There's never any obligation here. We just want to be here to help you. So if you're facing a challenge, you can email me at stephenklive.com. You can call 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. The Life, Business, and Money Radio Show team is here to help. Joining me right now is a dear friend and our customized clinical nutritionist show advisor for the Life, Business, and Money Radio team, Dr. Dan Cuney. I'm not going to do that joke I mentioned yesterday at BNI. Well, maybe I will. And Dan is our, like I said, he's our nutrition expert. He comes on the show to teach you about the things you need to do to be healthier. And health is important because it helps you have more energy. It helps you productive, and when you're more productive, you're more successful, and that's what this show is all about. That's what we want to help you do, is be more successful, and your health is a big part of that. I mean, Dan, I know you agree with that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and good morning to you. Well, today what we really wanted to focus in more about was talking about minerals. And, of course, you can look at the article on the website, stephenkay.com or drdanwellness.com. And what you'll see is that we're talking a lot about how minerals are just not in our vegetables the way they used to be. And people say, I'm taking a little multivitamin, multimineral, I'm good. But, you know, one of the things that I like to do is just kind of consider this. In 1948, a cup of spinach had 158 milligrams of iron. You're like, okay, whatever. In 1965, that same cup of spinach only had 27 milligrams of iron. And today, the same cup of spinach only has 2 milligrams of iron.
You know, now I get the difference between 1948 and today. A lot of things have changed, including the technology that they use in farming. So Now they're using a lot more chemicals to make food last longer and preservatives and all that stuff. But I was really surprised to read that there was a huge difference just between 1948 and 1965.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing how we have changed what we do. And, you know, farmers know how to farm. You know, traditional farmers know how to farm. They know how to rotate their crops. They know how to take the food they don't sell and compost it back into soil. And that's what they do. I've actually just recently went up to Wisconsin and visited Standard Process, which is the main supplement company we use. And it's just amazing. When you look at the soil there, it is so rich that it's black. And the topsoil is 3 feet deep. Most of America, the topsoil now is about 3 inches deep. But they farm that was, you know, this land that was untouched, and they just continually treated it the right way. And it's just amazing because the topsoil is where the nutrients are eaten up by the vegetables that we then eat. And so it's so important that the soil has the nutrients in it.
And you mentioned this in your article, just because you're eating the food doesn't mean that your body is getting the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins that you need to actually be healthy and sustain itself.
Definitely. You know, when we're thinking about the concept of trace minerals and we're thinking about the concept of all these things, you know, some people know a couple basic minerals, like, you know, they put back nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium in the soil in a lot of farms today. But there's dozens and dozens of trace minerals. And when they're not in the foods that we're eating, it really just becomes an issue that we have to supplement if we want to be healthy. And I never thought that was true, you know, until I actually saw the research, looked, watched my patients. You know, I have patients that come in the office that have anxiety. And, you know, there are many things that can lead to anxiety. But a lot of the patients, we just feed them minerals. It relaxes their system. And their anxiety goes away or their irritability goes away. And they're like, wow, you mean all I need to do is have the, you know, a couple natural supplements and everything balanced again? And I'm like, yes, if we feed you the fuel that God intended you to have, your body will work the way it was intended to work.
You hear that, ladies? There is a pill that will make your husband less irritable.
Yeah, it is really interesting. I had a young girl. She was about 16 years old. Maybe it was, no, she was more like 14 years old. And her mom and a grandmom came in with the visit, which is kind of unusual to have three generations sitting in the room at the same time. And they were just like, look, we need your help. And he said, you know, she just has these unbelievable moments of irritability and this amazing, you know, blasts of irritation. And some of you parents know what I'm talking about, when your kids just kind of, they just lose their top. And you're like, why would my child lose their top like that? What's going on? And we said, okay, well, we tested her, we took a look and see what was going on, and we just found this amazing mineral deficiency. So what we did is we put her on something that was called MinChex, and I put her on, and we just called it a MinChex moment. I said, we're going to have you on a routine dosage where you're going to take three of these three times a day, but if you have any of those explosions, I want you to go take extra minerals. I want you to go take another three or four of them. And within a month, the parents, the mom and the grandma came in and said, it's like we got our granddaughter back. It was like I got my daughter back. What happened? What changed? It was just amazing. And I'm just telling you that there's basically no reaction in the body that doesn't require minerals as a cofactor.
And this MinChex, that is?
It's a natural nutritional supplement from Standard Process. It's made from alkaline ash minerals with something else in it that helps it, you know, absorb into your system, which is another natural piece of animal product that helps you absorb into the system. And it just works. I mean, that's the thing that just amazes me when I start using whole food supplements. And again, what I mean by that are supplements that are made from food, which means from vegetables and animal products, where they just extract the water, the fiber, the fat, keeping it at a vacuum extraction at room temperature. You get these minerals into your system and you feel and experience a difference. I have people who can't sleep at night. We give them minerals before they go to bed at night and they can sleep again.
And the difference here, I mean, it's sad that most people don't know about this because it's natural, because it helps the body reset itself to what it should be. So the typical scenario is that parents deal with it a number of ways. Maybe they just punish the child from acting. That doesn't solve the real problem that they're not aware of. Maybe they take the kid to a child psychologist or the school nurse notices this behavior and says, hey, we've got to fix this. And what do? They prescribe a medicine, which are chemicals that are unnatural for our body to process. And then you have someone who's basically on medication that they don't need, and that actually destroys your body even further.
Yes, and it's sad, you know, just this last week I had two adults come in to me with attention deficit disorder that was, you know, medication that was prescribed to them when they were a child, and they're dealing with the repercussions now of what that medication did to them over the years. And now we have to deal with all sorts of other issues, and if the parents knew, if the teachers knew, if the doctors knew that, look, this is just a deficiency, we feed this deficiency back to balance, and in their cases, then maybe they needed to do a little extra neuro, which is a whole other show topic that we can do one day. But the reality of it is that you don't have to go to these medications. Now, sometimes as parents out there are thinking, wow, my child really needed help, and we need to do that. And I totally get that. But the idea is not to be on this stuff for the rest of your life, because it's just going to create bigger and bigger imbalances. We have to get in there and feed back the deficiencies. And, you know, Stephen's seen me pound my hand on the desk, and I don't do that much, but it's just, it's such a passionate topic for me, because so many people are medicating themselves through their life instead of experiencing the life that God had intended for them.
Well, and I get that too, because medicine, I know it has its purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like these conditions are unreal. It's not like there's just this push to, well, there is a push to sell a lot of medicine, but it's not like there aren't circumstances where that is needed. I know that there are. But the bottom line is we've gotten to a state in our, from a medical standpoint, where we're using these things too regularly. And I've said this many times. If I was a child today versus when I grew up in school in the 70s and 80s, and I acted the way I did in school, I would have been put on Ritalin. I would have been told that I had ADD or ADHD. And ADHD is the same thing, it just has better picture quality. But I would have been put on a medication because I was a hyperactive child. There was nothing wrong with me. It was just a natural state of being for me as a kid. And I was the class clown. Yeah, I'm sure that's a big shock. But it's the thing is that I wouldn't really need that. I turned out fine. My behavior adjusted for the most part. And things worked out okay without medication. So you can do this without medication, and you should avoid it before you have to take it to that step. We'll have more on Life Business and Money right now. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen Kay here with Dr. Dan Cuney. He's our customized clinical nutritionist, and he is here to help you learn how to be healthier. Now, Dr. Dan, when we left the last segment, I was talking about my very own non-experience childhood, that if I would have been a child in today's day and age, just based on the way I acted as a hyperactive child in grade school, they would have thrown me on Ritalin or some other medication to try to keep me quote-unquote focused, and that would have done really nothing for me except maybe more harm than good versus just allowing me to naturally adjust. And we see this a lot in today's day and age, and it's sad that we do that, because there are better alternatives. There are more healthy, more natural alternatives for dealing with some of the problems that we face, either with our mental health or with our physical health.
Yes, Stephen. And we have many children that come into us, or parents bring in their children that come into us, and we bring in a few basic things. We bring in minerals, we bring in omega-3s, and we bring in some things that help with brain integration, which is the right and left side of the brain talking to each other. And we often see those changes. And then if we need it, we go to a second level, which will be, like, I can see it developing, which is on neurotransmitters, which is taking a look and seeing what is, if there is an imbalance in the neurotransmitters, let's just feed those deficiencies as opposed to needing to go to the medications. Now, sometimes medication is necessary. We've just discussed that. We've talked about that. But my goal with people is make it so it's not something you have to be in on for long term. My goal with people is to feed them back to health, allow their bodies to have the potential that they need. You mentioned a little bit about what would it have been like if you were on Ritalin as a child. And the reality of it is that we really just don't know. There's some statements that have been made, and I haven't verified them myself, but there's been statements made that Albert Einstein was, expelled from school around fourth grade or fifth grade, and he had lots of challenges, and if he was in today's society, what would have happened is he would have been put on Ritalin, and a lot of the brain in the direction that he wanted to develop wouldn't have happened. So then you start to ask, well, maybe the problem is that he just didn't work in the school system he was in. Maybe the problem is that the way that his brain was developed, the way that God blessed him with his special, unique abilities, didn't fit into the way that we you know, teach. And maybe he needed to be taught in a different way, because obviously, he's one of the most brilliant men that ever lived.
Yeah, and that kind of could take us off into a different direction completely. But the bottom line is that if he was in today's society, he may have been treated differently. He may not have developed the supreme intelligence that he had, because that's how fast his mind was working, and it could have been a number of things. We don't know, because we don't know. We weren't there at the time. But, I mean, a number of things could have happened to where that was causing that, whether it was just his hyperintelligence or maybe some chemical reaction that was happening, been healed naturally. And that brings us back to, with giving our bodies the right minerals, giving our bodies the right nutrients, we can maybe alleviate something that medicine and chemicals that are unnatural for our body do. Because honestly, with today's medicine, most of it just covers up symptoms.
Yeah.
Most of it, you have a cold, you suppress the cold symptoms. You're not really healing the cold. The virus is still in your body battling, and your body is still battling the virus. But that medicine just deadens the symptoms so you can kind of get through the day. And most medication does that. It doesn't really cure. I heard a terrible medical joke that said we haven't really cured anything since polio.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. But the reality of it is, what medicine does is it takes care of symptoms. What we do is we try for the cause, the underlying thing that's going on there, and start rebuilding the body, giving the body the fuel it needs to get back to health. And we talked a lot about attention deficit today, but minerals are used for so many different things. I mean, there are so many times where I have a patient that is not responding the way that we need to. We give them minerals, and boom, they're back. They light up again. Or they can't sleep at night, and we give them minerals at night, and they start to be able to sleep. Or, we talked about the emotional ups and downs. And it's just really something to pay attention to. But I did want to mention one other thing today, is the concept of organic versus commercial. My alma mater, Rutgers University, did this test, and they showed that organic produce has anywhere from 3 to 200 times as much minerals in them as the commercial does. And so now when we look at that and we say, for example, the commercial lettuce had less than 1% of the iron as compared to the organic lettuce, understanding the concept of why God did what he did. There's a reason why, when we allow things to grow naturally in nature the way they was meant to be, and we don't try to accelerate it and put chemicals on it and stuff, that we don't have the same nutrition that we used to. And so I know, and I definitely understand, that we can't always spend our money on organic. So on my website, I put on the ones that are the most pesticide ridden, as well as the least pesticide ridden. So the best and the worst. Okay. So that's on the website. You can take a look at that. And then there's also this other concept that do as much organic as possible. And then consider, coming in and taking a look at doing some mineral supplements.
And if you're looking for that information that Dr. Dan just mentioned, you can look for it on his website at drdanwellness.com. Very easy to remember, drdanwellness.com. And if you're interested in talking with Dr. Dan, he's a consultation with you, and you can call him anytime at 713-295-9358. That's Dr. Dan's direct number, 713-295-9358. And again, check them out online at drdanwellness.com. And of course, you can find all of that information on the show website as well, including the article that we're referencing. Now, another thing about minerals that you discuss in the article for this week's show is about being able to check your mineral status by monitoring your pH balance. And no, this isn't a commercial for Secret. There is such a thing. And depending on what your pH level is, it can really change your health, both from a physical standpoint and, again, from a mental standpoint, by altering your mood.
Yes, we do this with our patients, and it's something that you can do very easily. You can go over to your local store and pick up some pH paper, or you can come by and look at it. But the pH, what we want to do is see if we are acidic or basic. Okay, so the pH is just a measure of how acidic you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what we do is you just first urine in the morning. Okay, before you drink or eat or anything like that, first urine in the morning, you just pee on this paper and you take a look at where your pH is. And it should be between 6.4 and 7.0. And we want to, you know, try to move it up a little bit closer to the 7.0 if we can. And the reality is that if we are acidic, which is below 6.4, then we are going to have a tendency to feel more lousy, to feel more fatigued, and feel more pessimistic. And this is one of the main things that we do with our cancer patients is we make sure that they are mineralized. We make sure that they are in the proper state that they need to be in, because they're not going to be able to battle if they are in an acidic state.
And that makes a lot of sense. If the things aren't happening right in your body, it's going to affect you in a multitude of ways.
Absolutely. And it's just a matter of getting the things back to balance. Now, this is just one of the things. Obviously, if you want to go back to the first show, we can talk about the seven pillars of health, and each week we're going through a different pillar. And that's my job. My job is to teach you what we need to look at, figure out what's the most important thing for us to address with you first. A lot of people get confused with the seven pillars and say, do I do number one first all the time? Well, not necessarily. It depends on what's showing up for you. And that's where we take the detailed history and figure these things out. But the very basic, you want to go to get some pH paper and see what's going on for yourself.
If you're listening to this and you have a question for Dr. Dan, and you're listening live today, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, that's when we're live Monday through Friday, you can call into the show, 713-783-8365. That number spells my name, 713-STEVENK. We'll be glad to take your call. You can to me at StephenKLive.com, can take your questions and comments that way. And if you are listening to a podcast and you call the number or you shoot an email, you'll still get me. I'll still refer you to Dr. Dan, and he'll be glad to help you out. And the bottom line is that you can find a lot of this information to help you get started on Dan's website, drdanwellness.com. You can see the seven pillars of health, but don't presume that, like he just said, that you start with pillar number one. Sit down with Dan, get a consultation, figure out what you need or want to address first to help you start better health, start to feel a little better. And that may be pillar three, that may be pillar seven, that may be pillar one, and Dan will guide you through that process. So it's much better to get advice from a great professional like Dr. Dan than to try to figure this out on your own. You can read the info online at drdanwellness.com, but do give him a call to get help, and you can call him right now at 713-STEPHEN-K. So, Dan, we're coming up on a break, so I'll pose this question to you. A lot of the minerals that we're not getting in our food, there are ways to supplement them through mineral and vitamin supplements. And I think we should talk a little bit more about not just what we eat and what we should avoid eating that could be unhealthy for us, but also what else we could do to make up what's not being provided to us by the food that we buy in the grocery store. So if you have a question, give us a call at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. If you call during the break, we'll be able to put you on right into the next segment. Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist, is here to help you learn how to be healthier, which will help you be more productive, more happy, more successful in your life, at your business, and with your money. Welcome back. This is Life, Business, and Money. Stephen Kay here, doing a little bit of extended time with Dr. Dan Cuney, because I believe that your health is just as vital to your success as everything else you deal with. If you're not taking care of your health, if you think, well, you know, I have enough energy during the day, I get by, yeah, I'm tired, but, you know, I eat what I want, and I exercise when I can, but I'm busy sometimes. That is not the way to take care of ourselves. And you've got to remember that if you take care of yourself well, you'll be able to take care of others better. And I think that's one of the most important things that I've learned about my health, is that if I have more energy, then I am able to serve others better and be able to do more for my friends, for my family, for my clients, for my vendors, for everybody that I interact with on a day-to-day basis. If I feel better, I'm going to do better for them, and then I help them succeed, and that's really what we're all here to do is serve one another. So you do have to take care of yourself. You can't keep putting yourself off and others thinking, well, that's me being selfless. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's what you need to do to be able to be there for other people. And your health is so important. I'm talking with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. If you ever want to see any of his information, you can find it online at drdanwellness.com. If you ever want a consultation with Dr. Dan, call him direct, 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358 or at drdanwellness.com. Of course, you can find him on our show website as well. Now, Dan, when we were talking in the last segment and kind of at the beginning of the show, we're going full circle now, the foods that we get in today, especially the foods at the grocery store from the big corporate farms and all of that stuff, they just don't have the same nutrients that they did 50 years ago. We're not getting in the foods we eat what we need to actually be healthy. We might be getting enough to survive, meaning you won't die of starvation, but you're not getting what your body needs. And you have ways that you advise your clients on what foods to eat, maybe even where to get them, the different types of foods, and then again, what nutritional supplements that they can take to help that process along to be healthier.
Yes, Stephen. You know, there's the basic principle. We can either survive our life or we can thrive in life. And I really believe God wants
good.
God wants us to thrive in our lives. And as you mentioned, our health is a major piece of the puzzle of us being able to thrive in our life. You know, where we are in our exercise, our rest, our nutrition, our mental well-being, our spirituality, and our what I call nervous system care or chiropractic care, all those things are factors of our health, and they're very, very important for us to be able to thrive. And when we're looking at these nutrients, yes, I tell you, as much as possible to get organic. That's going to be very, very healthy for helpful for you. And, you know, honestly, when I'm looking at animal products, it's very rare that I don't eat organic animal products. Now, for some of you out there, that's just like, wow, that's way too much for me right now. And I get that. It's a process. But if you want to learn a little bit more about that, you can read on my website under Nutrition and Grass-Fed Beef. You can read a little bit more about the concept of those things. Now, in addition, what I wanted to talk to you about was the mineral supplements. Because what happens in the grocery stores, you go up and you see something that says, okay, multi-minerals. So you just grab it and you say, I'm covered. And the reality is that these things are being tested and they're being shown not to have in it what they say they have. So when you spend your money, you want to spend your money on high-quality nutrients. And that's what I do. I spend the time to take a look and see, and we only carry lines in our practice that have these high-quality nutrients. Like, for example, Standard Process is a major one. And that is been done for 75 years the right way, where they're farming the right way, they're extracting the nutrients the right way, they're at room temperature, they're making sure that we actually can be mineralized. This is why I can get people they come into my office, and as you've heard some of the testimonials and from some of my patients already, where they'll come in and say 3 days later, they're already starting to feel the difference. And that's just amazing when they can see something that quickly. And within the month, when they come back to see me, because what I do is a once-a-month visit with them, you know, we're taking this history and we're seeing all these changes that are happening, and then we see what else we need to work on. But that's what it is about. It's about quality. It always is. You know the difference between buying something that's higher quality or not. So why not feed yourself with quality food and quality nutritional supplements?
And the supplements that you talk about that you researched are not the ones that you hear on those infomercials where you can get a bottle for a month for free and you only pay for shipping. It's not anything like that. It's not any of these companies that are multi-level marketing companies that, you know, if you buy their products, then you can also get into the business.
Yeah,
that's not what Dr. Dan is about. He's about helping you with your health, and he researches both the products and the nutritional information that he provides. He practices it himself. I've watched him do it. I've watched him eat the proper foods, watched him take the nutritional supplements. I understand that you have researched this extensively through hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of continuing and postgraduate education to be the nutritional expert that you are. And these are products that you have come to understand will have the effects that you guide your patients for their desired results.
Yes, Stephen. And that's so important. It really is. And one of the things that I do for my patients is I want them to get well. So I will put them on nutritional supplements, and we'll put them on a few nutritional supplements. And I say, look, here's what the deal is I'm going to give you 25% off of the retail on these things, because it's never been about the money. It's about the service. It's about watching people's lives change in front of me. If I was someone that was just dispensing pills, for example, I wouldn't be doing this.
You would have been a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I'll leave that on the side. So, but you know, that it just isn't what I wanted to do. What I got into this for was for watching people's lives change. And you know, I'm a chiropractor as well, but I spend a lot of time working with people with nutrition, and that's why we focus most of that time on this show about nutrition. It's because it is so important. If you don't have the fuel in your body, you will not have the life of your dreams. I mean, it's just basically it. If you don't have the fuel in your car, are you going to get to your destination?
Exactly.
You're not going to get there. So that's the thing that's just amazing, because a lot of people say, well, I'm just a little older now. You know, I have these symptoms. It's part of old age. You know, when I hear that from people all the time, I say, look, most of the symptoms we talk about with old age are for two basic concepts, are toxicity and deficiency. If you're deficient in minerals or deficient in some other nutrients that are feeding your organs, your glands, then you're not going to feel that vitality. If you're toxic, where you've got a lot of the toxic waste from the foods, chemicals in them, and the chemicals in the airs, and you haven't done a cleanse lately, well, then get with me. I know it's coming up to Christmas, so get with me in January so we can do a cleanse with you and get you reset. I just did a cleanse with several of my patients because they wanted to do one before the holidays, and it's just amazing to me what can happen with that, where they just start recognizing that they like healthy foods again. It's really amazing when your body is working the way it's supposed to, how you feel, what you desire, and what your life is like.
Yeah, so as far as old age goes, well, for me, I plan to live forever. But for everyone else, if you want to live longer and be healthier, Dan's looking at me like, yeah, whatever, Stephen, then get with Dr. Dan and have him consult you on your nutrition, on your health, to see how you can extend your life. Because like he said, just like your car, if you run out of gas, you're not going to get as far as you would like. So don't run out of gas in life. Call Dr. Dan Cuney. 713-295-9358. Again, that's 713-295-9358. Visit his website first. Check him out. Make sure he's a cool dude, which I can tell you he is. That's why he's on the show. DrDanWellness.com. Very interesting story, by the way. You should definitely read up on Dan, why he moved to Houston, why he's in the practice that he's in, why he cares and believes in what he does to help people so much. A lot of great information. Of course, you'll find the 7 Pillars of Health online as well at DrDanWellness.com. Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
I
you.
Love your advice. I love what you do for our listeners. And I look forward to our talks every week, because I'm learning, just like everybody else listening, how I can be healthier.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to come back and wrap up today's show in just a few moments. So stay tuned. Got some great business announcements for you right here on Life Business.